Chapter 2. Turned out croquet only allows for a maximum of 6 players at a time, which suited me just fine. I sat and watched, trying to understand the rules in case I got a turn, though I had a feeling we would all get bored and end the game before everyone had a chance. Look at his arms, Maureen sighed. She wasn't speaking to me, but I glanced up all the same. Clarkson had taken off his suit jacket and rolled up his sleeves. He looked really, really good. How do I get him to wrap those around me? Keller joked. It's not like you can fake an injury in croquet. The girls around her laughed, and Clarkson glanced their way, a hint of a smile on his lips. It always came across like that, just a trace. Come to think of it, I'd never heard him laugh. Maybe the unexpected bubble of a single chuckle, but never anything where he was just so happy he exploded in laughter. Still, the ghost of a smirk on his face was enough to paralyze me. I was fine with not seeing more. The teams moved along the field, and I was painfully aware when the prince was standing near me. As one of the girls lined up a rather skillful shot, he darted his eyes over at me, not moving his head. I peeked up at him, and he turned his attention back to the game. Some girls cheered, and he stepped closer.
There's a refreshments table over there, he said quietly, still not making eye contact. Maybe you should get some water.
I'm fine.
Bravo, Clementine,
he yelled to a girl who successfully ruined another shot.
All the same, dehydration can make headaches worse. Might be good for you.
His eyes came down to meet mine, and there was something there. Not love, maybe not even affection, but something a degree or two beyond basic concern. Knowing I was hopeless when it came to refusing him, I stood and walked over to the table. I started to pour myself some water, but the maid took the pitcher from my hand. Sorry, I mumbled. Still getting used to that. She smiled. Not at all. Have some fruit. Very refreshing on a day like...